for anybody listening here, you know, find something that you really resonate with in this industry and become a master at it.
All right, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I have one of the very specialists in this industry. I guarantee you on this webinar, you're going to learn a lot, okay? Because, you know, clearly in this business, you see people come and go all the time, but you also see some people and they're extremely consistent. If you want to know the real people that are really making, that are really creating the real results, look for people that are consistent. I'm not talking about people that make $50,000 and then they disappear and you can't find them anymore and you don't know what's going on with them. There's a lot of them. If you've been around the industry for a while, you would have noticed a few of them. But if you want to know the people that are creating real results, the right people to follow, just look for people that are consistent because your secrets are in consistency. When it comes down to consistent, this guy and his team are exactly the definition of that, in my opinion, in recent times. And I am privileged, and you are privileged to be here right now listening to this. And without any further ado, I'm going to let him tell you the whole story, right? Without any further ado, here's Travis Older. What's up, man?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, man.
We're going to have a ball, man. They're going to have fun, too, you know. I got a few questions for you. You're going to be mentoring me and the rest of the world for the next 1 hour. So let's get into it. So let's start from your story, man. How did you get into this crazy world of entrepreneurship?
Man, it started when I was like, I would say my first time getting into this. Hold on, make sure you can hear me. Cool. All right. Yep. So yeah, the first time I got into it was when I was like 15 years old, when I was, you know, in high school. Yeah. You know, I just needed a way to make extra money. So, you know, I would tell my stepmom to take me to, you know, Costco to buy those candies in bulk. So I'll buy like candy in bulk and bring me to school and I'll sell it, you know, for a profit. And that went over well. You know, all the kids knew me as the guy that had the candy, you know. So I'll be dealing candy in class. So I guess that was my first time stepping into entrepreneurship when I actually started, you know, buying and selling stuff, you know, hand by hand in high school.
Wow, wow, that's crazy, man. And I hear that story all the time. I hear so much from the successful entrepreneurs that I'm like, is that really true? Because then I start to dig through my own personal story and see I did something as a child. I was kind of entrepreneurial, and then I started to really pay attention. I think I had some things like that too. But you have to, it's easy to forget unless you really start to put your story together and then you realize.
It's true.
Did you go through that too? You had to like dig back and say, listen, I actually started this way back.
Yeah, I did. Because, you know, I could have told a story, you know, when I started like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you know, when I started being successful. But, you know, it really started, you know, when I was, you know, that kid, you know, that didn't know any better. He just wanted to make extra money. You know, he was tired of asking his father for money. He said, hey, why not make your own money, right? So right. That's what it really started for me, man.
So are you saying you have to, or are you saying you kind of have to have the DNA in you a little bit? Maybe.
Definitely. You got to have that desire, you know? You got to have that want inside.
So to make if someone comes to you right now and say, listen, I've never had a success in my life. I've never thought about being an entrepreneur, but I have my back against the wall. I need to do something. Because in my opinion, it's a little tricky for me, okay? I'm just being real. It's a little tricky for me because somebody worked for the last 30 years of their life, all right? And they're now in their mid-50s, 60s, and they're trying to get into this business, right? Of course, I don't want to turn them away and say they can't do it, right? But I always have the question in my mind that what is it that's in your head that made you feel so comfortable working for another company for all those years? And I have parents that are 60-something, and they work on a regular job pretty much their life. And when I have certain conversations, I just feel like, yo, like it's just different thinking, different world, different bubble entirely. What do you think about that?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for the folks that are starting off, you know, maybe later on in life, mm-hmm. What I'll say to them, and anybody starting, and even at my age, you know, I'm only 31, but it's all comes out to programming, you know? You know, what you gotta think about, you know, how you were programmed your entire life. And I know it's hard to deprogram yourself, but, you know, do it through education, through books, through getting around the right people. Even the people who are listening to this this interview right now, I mean, you're here for a reason. You know, you're here, you're listening, you're taking the information, you're getting around the right people. So as long as you're taking those steps forward, you know, it definitely helps you out, you know, in the long run. Even if you are working a 9-to-5 now, even if you are in your 50s or 60s, you know, and you're looking to take on this journey, it's okay. You know, you can start at any age. Just know that you were programmed a certain way in the past that led you to where you're at right now. So that means that you have to go ahead and change those patterns and program yourself in a certain way, the way we have, right? The way entrepreneurs have, so that we can keep pushing, we can keep, you know, succeeding and keep striving for more. So that's what I would say, you know, to people that are, you know, just, you know, starting out in this industry, no matter what age you're in, just remember that you are programmed a certain way. That's the reason why you're living the way you're living right now. You know, we did it too. You know, we were programmed that way. I was programmed from birth that I had to get, you know, a good job. I had to, you know, go to school, do all the typical things that you always hear. There's nothing wrong with that at all, because we do need people going to school. We need doctors, we need nurses, we need, you know, all these people that are passionate about what they do. But, you know, if you're in a current situation that, you know, you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's time for you to change the direction. So, you know, that's what I would say as far as that.
That's a great answer, man, because I was crumbling there, you know, and you're right. We all did that. It's like the story you told earlier too about the 15 years old. You hear it over and over. Another thing you hear over and over is I read books all the time. You hear it over and over, and it's almost start to become like, is this a gimmick, or, you know, are they trying to get me to buy books? Or like, nah.
I read books too.
You read books, right? And it's, you know, no matter however way you want to feel about it, but you have to read books. You have to reprogram your brain, especially if you've been working all your life and mm-hmm. are set to think a certain way. There are all kind of thinking that comes with that, man. We could start from abundance, you know, feeling right. Like somebody's out to get you. I mean, what kind of people say somebody's about to scam them for buying something online? There's a certain type of mindset that comes with that. Because at the end of the day, you go buy, my mother bought something on AliExpress, and then the shoe did not fit. It's shoes, right? Did not fit, and she had to return it, and then she's having trouble getting the refund back and stuff like that, right? But the first thing that came to her brain wasn't, it must have been a scam. She's just trying to sort out how to talk to them and get them the money back, right? But right. The people that just walk around feeling like somebody's always out to get them, it's coming from a place of lack, you know, when you feel that way. So all of that stuff can be reprogrammed by the brain, and it's so absolutely true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, the thing about it, I think about it, is like, do you blame people? You know, people are in a state of fear, a state of worry. It's because the things that are around them. I mean, you know, if you're even in a state of lack or fear or anything like that, just look and see what you're doing on a daily basis. See the people that you're surrounding yourself with. See the type of media that you're taking into. I mean, are you watching the news? You know, news is very good at putting worry and fear into people's heads. So, you know, if anybody has that kind of mindset, I just say, look around you, man. What are you surrounding yourself with? What are you educating yourself with? You know, that's why you're in a state of fear and lack, you know?
That's true. Now, another aspect to that, I want you to touch on is, you know, when a baby is born, right? The way they start walking is by falling quite a few times, right? And they fall, they keep standing up, right? And it almost seems like the most successful entrepreneurs in the entrepreneurship space period are kind of like that. You know, you fail so many times and then you're crazy enough to never give up, right? Let me guess, you've never failed before.
Oh, no, man. It's the thing about it, when you start looking at it a different way, you know, you look at failure as feedback, then your whole world changes. You know, you don't feel bad. You just keep moving, right? So, yeah, of course. I mean, if you call it a failure, I just call it feedback. Because we fail every day, you know?
I call it data.
Yeah, right. Data. It's true. You collect the data and see what went wrong. I mean, look at Thomas Edison. You know, if you ask him, you know, if you failed at making the light bulb, you're like, no, I just found, you know, 1,000 ways that it didn't work. Yeah. So it's that same mentality, right?
Right. So it's your perception. It's pretty much your perception that becomes your reality, right?
Exactly.
That's crazy. But you know, when you get past that 3 years of age, if you're not walking yet, every fall you have from that point becomes fear for you. It makes it a little more scarier. And that's when you have to take a baby to therapy and all those kind of craziness. If the baby is not walking at the age of 3 years old, you start having fear. You have fear as parents. Babies start having fear too because they're overwhelmed with so much talk about that around them. Right. And that's kind of like what happens sometimes to people, human beings generally. They fail, right? The more they fail, beyond a certain point, they just get scared and then they give up on the dreams. Most people mm-hmm. give up on their dreams, right? But then you have to get to a place where you said earlier, you have to reprogram your brain, reading books, listening to tapes like this, listen to videos like this. I mean, back in days, people were listening to tapes, right? Cassette tapes, right? And until you become that person, kind of like us, where failure is just, it's not even failure. It's just data, feedback. You learn what not to do any longer. So that leads me into the next question, man. What do you consider yourself right now? You consider yourself a network marketer, internet marketer, entrepreneur? Which one of these titles, or maybe you have another one that you like using most for your business? And why?
Entrepreneur. I'll say entrepreneur all the way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it doesn't
matter. It's just the what? I'm sorry.
So you're saying entrepreneurial, you're pretty much, you're open. Is that what?
Yeah, I'm open. I mean, you think about it. I mean, for me personally, like entrepreneurship is you know, any kind of business, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if you're doing network marketing, if you're doing online marketing, you're affiliate marketing. I mean, they're all business models, right? They're all business models leading to, yeah. to that one thing, you know, to either to buy and sell a product. So, you know, in the grander scheme of things, I would say I'm an entrepreneur because, you know, I do take risk, right? I do take calculated risk on a daily basis.
Calculated risk, right? Absolutely. I call it the access to risk. When it's actually funny how we have different terminologies for the same things, essentially.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But it's the same reason why we're still here, you know? Absolutely, yeah. So people always want to say that, oh, it's too risky. No, it's not risky. Well, it's risky if you don't educate yourself. I'll tell you that much. Now, how big do you think education is for entrepreneurs?
Big, huge, man. Huge. You're just a constant. Like I said, that's why I showed you my book collection, you know? You know, this is just a little bit of, there's more back there, but.
And you have speed reading there.
Yeah, right. Exactly, because I'm trying to go faster, you know, right?
So. I go faster, speed reading. It doesn't get better than that, man. It doesn't get better than that. That's real life. That's real time right there, man.
This is real, man. This is on my desk.
I want to read so much books, I need to learn how to speed read. Now, let's Google and YouTube that.
Yeah. Go to Amazon, pick up
the book.
Yeah. Telling you, man, like it's a constant, you know, because we're always learning, right? We're always evolving, you know, the world's always changing. So
right.
It's so key to educate yourself, you know, to invest. You know, we invest heavily in our education, you know, through books, through you know, through media, through audio,
right,
videos, most importantly, events. Like events to me is the most important thing in the world.
Events. Now to the events.
Yeah, that's where I met you. That's where I met so many, all of my friends, everybody that I hang out with, you know, all the people I do business with, they were all met at events.
Right.
All met.
And it's fun. We just came back from Vegas, right?
Yeah, we just came back from Vegas, see?
Yeah.
And what happened was great. You know, we had a great time. It was an amazing time, right? Meeting all these people and connecting and interconnecting. It's so good, man. I love it.
All right. So how would you... What is your take on formal education these days? College, specifically, going to school and coming back home with $70,000 to $100,000 in school loans. What is your take on that? Are you aggressively telling people, like, yo, forget that? Or what is your take on that?
Well, I mean, it's broken. The system is broken right now, especially in America. I mean, if you travel, you know, we travel a lot. We have a passion for traveling. So if you go anywhere in the world, you see that the education system is a lot better off as far as like the prices, right? Now in America, they charge ridiculous prices to go to school. But if you go to any of these countries, you know, they'll lower the price. But still, the system is still broken, right? The people are teaching, you know, outdated ways. You know, I was watching this video online the other day where it was talking about, you know, how you expect, you know, to put, you know, all these different kinds of minds together in one room and teach them the same thing. You know, you can't teach a fish to climb a tree. the same way you can teach a monkey to climb a tree. So yeah. I feel like with the education that we have today and technology, that the educated citizen can be a lot better off to where it's tailored, you know, to certain people, right? It's tailored, you know, for that individual. So that's why I like, you know, online marketing so much, because you actually can dive in there and pick the subjects that you're good at. You know, if you want to do Shopify, you know, do e-commerce, you can. If you want to just, you know, do coaching, you can. If you want to do digital, you know, services, you can. Yeah. So, you know, it just really fitting people in the category to where they feel, you know, the most passionate about. And that's one thing that we preach on, man, is live your passion. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, working a job, if you're working a business, doesn't matter, you know, whatever you're doing, you got to be passionate about it. So I wish schools will start harping on that more and start teaching people that more instead of saying, hey, you need to go to school to get a job, you know, because it's not true. You know, I didn't finish college, right?
That's becoming more and more obsolete, you know, and it's kind of funny that most entrepreneurs, at least most successful ones, did not finish college. And it goes back to what we said earlier about, you know, there's always that DNA that I finished college because I'm Nigerian and by culture and from where we're from, you just got to do it. Not only that, you got to go master's, you know. So, but I had that obligation on the back of my head for a long time. As a matter of fact, probably half of my first degree, I didn't pay attention. I paid attention on the master's degree because I started to look at it as an entrepreneur. I was like, let me see what I can use this for. And that was why I decided to go from computer engineering. I decided to do the closest to business master's degree at my school at the time, engineering management. And that was really what really started to expose me to the business world. But the thing is, I'm looking at the whole thing, the average person in my class was not looking at it that way. They were looking to get a job.
Right.
To get a job with that. If I was looking to get a job, I went straight from first degree to master's degree because I never did internship or any of that craziness, which, by the way, made it difficult for anybody to want to hire me because I have no experience. So that tells you, that gives you an idea of what's going on in that world. I think I'm really getting closer and closer to aggressively just telling people, like, don't do it. Because most of the master's degree I told you was online education, like a lot of the classes.
Oh, right.
Done online. So we would go in something maybe once a week or something to meet, but it was, you know, it was starting to get popular back in 2005. It was starting to get popular, but now you see a lot of online classes and stuff like that. You know, even universities are doing that. But forget online formal education. You could literally get on YouTube and educate yourself on anything you want.
True.
To get better than the people that are actually doing it in a class setting, you know. So that's what we're getting, man. So I wanted to touch on that. So let's go into some real deal stuff right now, man. Just in case you wonder, my Instagram right now is at 15K plus, almost 16.
Wow.
And that's my personal. You know, I actually have a couple with 15, 13K for different purposes. So that's quite a few exposure out there online. And Travis actually mentored me for that. So how big is Instagram for you guys right now?
Instagram? Yeah. You know what? It's funny, man, because Instagram, they changed, you know, over the years. You know, I started marketing heavy on Instagram a few years ago, and I really started mastering, you know, how to market on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But now we shifted things over to mainly Facebook, you know, Facebook advertising.
Facebook,
you have just exactly. You have a bigger, like audience there. But right. Instagram is great. It's been great.
You tap into Instagram from there, obviously. It's part of the Facebook network.
Yeah, so we use Instagram different nowadays. We use it to more like retarget people, you know, people that went, you know, to Facebook. And vice versa, Instagram to Facebook. So, you know, it's a great.
And, you know, one thing that, you know, from going through your course at the time, I picked up a lot of the automated stuff, right? I got a lot more from that than just automation, right? One thing I got out of it was the attraction part of it, you know, the attraction marketing. You always nailed in the attraction marketing part. It wasn't just about spamming everywhere with content that's not even related to the hashtag, right?
Right.
It wasn't about that, right? It was about doing what people want. What I actually got out of it was that when you click like on somebody's photo, they like you back, even without clicking like yet. But they you just got on their right side. If you read the book, How to Influence People and Win Friends, right? Like they, it was about paying attention to what people are looking for and give it to them, right? You get what you want. So when you click on people's photo or you comment on their photo, that's what people are walking around the internet looking for.
When they love it.
They love it, right? They just, I just got a like, right?
Yeah. I got a comment. Somebody's commenting on me. I don't even know who this person is, but they're cool.
Right. It's cool. It's pretty cool. You don't know why. And people have a tendency to follow you back, right? And then people start following you like that. Now, if you want, later on, you can start unfollowing and all that stuff. That gets into the automated stuff, right? But that's actually more of what I got out of it. Like, I figured, listen, if I like people's photos, I comment on people's photos, and I can do it on a massive scale, and I can actually connect with those that wants to engage, this business doesn't get any better than that.
Yep.
Now, on Facebook, you're on Facebook right now. Are you doing long form posts or are you doing videos? Which one is working for you right now?
We do all kinds, man. I mean, for so long, for years, we've been using the long story ad posts.
Uh-huh.
And people love it. Like, the customers love it, you know, because they get to learn about, you know, who you are, your story, your journey.
Right.
Without being, you know, pushy at all. So we've been using the long story posts, you know, for years now. I mean, we now do, you know, video ads.
The videos.
One of the things that we've been testing now has been working really great has been blog posts, you know, sending people straight to our blog, you know, from Facebook, collecting the audience, and then from there retargeting them.
Yeah.
So it's been working amazing. You know, that's why we love Facebook, because, or we just love social media in general. It doesn't matter if it's Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Right. It's because, you know, people are living on there, right? People live there. So, you know, it's a good place. You know, it's an easy place to connect with people, you know, have conversations with them. And like you said, you know, people are just looking for that connection, man. Like, we're humans, man. Yeah, think about, you know, what humans want. Humans just want to, you know, be accepted, you know, be wanted, you know, they want to be heard, right? So if you give them that platform, right, you give them that chance, you know, they love it. They love you for it. So that's what he said. It's so powerful. That like is so powerful. That comment is so powerful, because it's all about engaging with each other, right? That's why social media is there, to engage with each other, whether if you're not, you know, selling anything. And, you know, I will never go in there. The intention is I want to sell something. I'll go with the intention is I want to provide value to that person's life. I want that person to have a breakthrough, because I know if I create a breakthrough for that person in their life, whether through my social media posts, my ads, you know, through engaging with them, having a conversation with them, I know that they're going to better their life. So whenever they need something, you know, regarding to what I'm offering or selling, they're going to think of me first. So it's all about having that one-on-one interaction with people, man.
Absolutely. Now, for those people that will listen to us just in the past 1-2 minutes and be like, I just got so much like, but then they quit the business 6 months from now. Can you touch on, you don't make money from likes. Can you connect the dots real quick? You don't make
money. Oh, yeah. You know, it's not make money, but it's true. I was, you know, see that. I used to see it a lot before, but I don't see it as much. But people are like, oh, you don't make money from likes and get money from. I mean, yeah, you don't make money from it, but you kind of do if you trace it, right? Because once somebody likes your post, right, it goes on their friends' walls, and there's a viral effect that happens, right, which gives you more exposure. Because if you go to any traditional business owner, the number one thing they're looking for is exposure. They're looking to be seen by
that's it.
That's it. So if you get the more likes you get, the more people are seeing you, and the more people that are connecting with you. So it is a currency to know. You know, if you're posting good stuff or not, you know, it's actually a really good currency to find out if you're giving your audience what they want.
Right.
You know, if you're getting enough engagement, enough likes, you know, on your post. So with likes, they mean something, man. They mean a lot. People like your stuff. That's why they're there, right?
Right. Absolutely. Now let's talk about profitability, right? I don't just stop at profitability. My concern for a lot of people in this industry, even those that are already successful to a certain point, my concern is not profitability, because they know they created that, you know, in the past, right? But we also know that past success is not really success, right? Sustainability is something that I question people a lot on, right? From your experience in the past few years, how have you paid attention to sustainability? What kind of struggles, anything like that? Just be real. Tell people like, hey, I made 10 grand last month. Now what? Right? Oh my God, I made 2 grand for the next 2 months. Right? Sustainability. How big is that? Is that something you guys are paying attention to now?
No, absolutely. That's why it starts with, personal branding, right? And I know, for newbies, they always say, don't worry about branding and stuff like that. But I say worry about it at least a little bit. Because when you have the right branding, you have the right audience base, the right list, right? You have a raving, audience that's, no matter what you put out, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they're going to be following you. So to me, with sustainability is just building that, that tribe-like, culture within, your community. So that you don't have the up and down months. Yeah, of course that happens, but
did that knowledge come from experience for you?
The what?
That knowledge, did that come from experience for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because when I first started, I first started myself, I used to call myself Good Life Trav, right? When I first started in this online space.
Right.
And people started catching on to it. And people were actually calling me, at events, hey, Good Life Trav. So messaging me, Good Life Trav. And that was my branding. And then I kind of stepped away from that and just, stuck to my name. But then when we started building Limitless Lifestyle, that's when I really seen, how, branding and sustainability, played a major part, especially with our audience base. Because, we can literally survey our list, find out what their wants and needs are, right? And then create, a course, a product or whatever based around that. And then releasing it to them. And next thing you know, they buy because, you created that sustainability within your business. You created that fan base in your business. I mean, think about Beyonce, right? I remember a few years ago, Beyonce did something incredible that I still think about, to this day. She released her album without telling anybody, without telling any media. She released it on Instagram to her Instagram followers. I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
But that album went crazy. She... Oh, like a million, like overnight, it was nuts.
Yep.
She got that fan base. She got that sustainability. Same thing. She released perfume. She released shoes, clothing. Bam, money. Because she built that fan base. She built that sustainability. So, that's what I say that saves entrepreneurs. When they built that brand.
You know why I have that smile on my face, right? like we were saying earlier, there's a lot of things that you will say differently, I will say differently, we use different terminologies, but the same exact concept.
Yep.
For the past 3 months or so right now, I've been yelling at the top of my lungs, I call it the green traffic system. Don't drive traffic unless you're building a brand. Don't do that.
You have
success, but it's going to be overnight. It's going to be gone again. You're going to burn through your money. But the only way, if you look in our space, the people that have sustainability like that are people that have a brand.
Mm-hmm.
People that have a brand. And how do you build a brand? Let me ask you that question. How do you build a brand?
How do you build a brand? That's a good question. This didn't come off the top of my head, but really, it's just starting with your mission and vision.
Let me be clear. Have a brand yet? You're coming online for the first time. Yeah.
Well, it's all first. It starts out with your personal mission and vision, right? What do you see for yourself in the future, right? What do you see for your family? What do you see for your organization?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I start with. I start with the mission and vision, right? And then from there, you start cultivating yourself. And the cool thing about branding, you don't have to have a cool name or anything like that. Branding can be just your name.
Yeah,
it can be just your name, And
I feel the best is your name, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. Brandon is not, some fancy name. I know we have, Limitless Lifestyle. We have all this, logos, all this cool stuff. But as an individual, you can brand your name yourself, right? And you start building your brand by doing what? Sharing your story.
Sharing
your story. Your brand starts building. You know why? Because then we start sending the more you share your story, the more people know your story, the more they're like, hey, that's that guy that was working an engineering job a couple years ago. Now he's, living the life. Or that's that girl that she is, on her way to, change the world. I mean, whatever it is, man, if you share your personal story on a consistent basis, that's how you build your brand. 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you share a story, people receive value from that.
They do.
And because no matter where you're coming from in life, there's someone that can relate with you. There's someone that can resonate with your energy. There's somebody like right now that would rather listen to what I'm saying right now from you rather than me, you know? And it's a big old place, and there's enough for everybody. The part where most people miss it is that no one is consistent enough to the point where they start seeing that kind of result. Sharing your story, you know, people say my story, and then they have one piece of content. As a matter of fact, we're getting in our membership right now, we're getting people on a 30 days challenge, Google Me Story Challenge, right? Where you Google your name, what do you find? That makes a lot of difference right there, you know? So we're starting to make a lot of noise about that. And that, let's not forget, taps back into sustainability. If you make $5,000 last month, you want to make that $5,000 over and over, and you want it to just grow. Wow. Where even if Beyonce tried to kill a brand right now, it's impossible. Literally.
It's impossible. Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Her fans probably would not believe her. They'd be like, B, you messing around. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Like, stop.
Yeah, you know?
Like, stop.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people, like, people like us, we can't die. You know, there's no such thing as death for us, because we build a brand that's bigger than life itself. Mm-hmm. You know, because bigger than just your body. This is the only thing that can die, body, right?
But when physical.
When you build a name, or people know you for something, whatever it is they know you for, you may not even know it yet until it starts happening. That's why we say start with your name, right? Start with your name, share your story. Something unique about your story that people will start attaching themselves to. Eventually, you find out what that is, and all you have to do is stick that data and roll with it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Let's go to sales and conversion. What's your mindset when it comes to sales and conversion? Yeah, sales and conversion. What's your mindset on that?
My mindset on sales and conversion, like as far as what, like you know, how do I approach it, or?
Yeah, so we know that we attract likes. Eventually, somebody clicks on your lead on your page. They're on your page. They convert it to lead. When you put in your sales message together, I saw the funnel that you guys just put together with Ella driving the stuff, right? What's your mindset? What are you trying to? What's your mindset when you're trying to put the science part of it together, if possible, even some of the heart, in making people feel comfortable to take the next move?
Well, my mindset, when you know, with sales and conversion, when it comes to that, is I look and see what kind of product I'm selling first, whether it's high ticket or low ticket. You know, if it's high ticket, right, I'll provide like 10 times the amount of value, right? You know, before I sell that at ticket. So, for example, you know, we were selling our Facebook course, you know, for the past year now, and that course was going anywhere from 500 to 1,000. You know, so we would sell it, you know, through webinars where we're actually teaching people, you know, exactly what we do step by step, you know, on Facebook, like giving them everything we can within within an hour. But we give them so much value that by the time they leave, they know they can take something away and apply. In their life, right? So it's back to what I was saying before. You know, we want to create a breakthrough, right? We want you to have a oh my God, I get it. You know, I get it moment, right?
Right.
Once they have I get it moment, then everything is the sales follow. People are going to be begging to buy your product, right? Same with the funnel that you saw that released recently. You know, it's a low ticket item. So what we did, even as a low ticket item, we put together a 3-video training series where we're educating people on the basics, you know, of, you know, putting together an online business. Where at the end, we're going to provide them, you know, a low ticket item where they can learn even more. So that's my mindset, really. I want to create a breakthrough in their head. I want them to fall in love with us first, right? Know who we are, like and trust us. Because once I know they do that, they will buy whatever, you know, you have. Even if they don't buy right away, trust me, they're in your head. You know, we have customers that bought that we met a year ago, 2 years ago, that are just buying now,
right?
So if you're constantly providing that value, you're going to get the conversions, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. So it comes down to value. You just give a ton of value away.
Yeah, man. That's all it is. It's all about building that list, right? Building that, cultivating that list. Yeah. It's funny. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, we can literally build a list in any niche. You know, I can go after the health niche, put together, you know, a free value, you know, for, you know, a product in health. build a list, and then from there, offering them a product, you know? So it works for any industry. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. It's all, you also want to create that list, right? You know, create that audience, you know, and then from there, give them that value and then provide them, you know, something, you know, fulfill their wants and needs, right, with your product. Because your product is supposed to do that. Your product is supposed to solve their problem. That's why they're buying your product, to solve whatever problem they're dealing with at that time, right, that your product is going to solve. So that's what I look at it, you know, with sales and conversion. I'm not looking like, oh, just buy it because it's great. No, you buy it because it's going to solve your problem. I don't want you to buy our product if it's not going to solve your problem, because then you're going to be pissed off and you're going to refund anyways. Right. So if you're going to solve your problem, then of course, you know, here's the solution.
Right. So some people, I want to move on to the industry, right? To the, I've been corrected in the past. It's not industry, it's profession, right? It's profession, whatever, potato, potato, right? This, space of network marketing, back in probably 09 or 10, 2010, you had, people are just coming online for the first time, you know, but now it's pretty much the same world. I mean, you have, companies like, Wake Up Now. I think it's disappeared actually. You have companies that dominated Instagram. Yeah, you know, we're all over the place. I'm just trying to recruit people. Message me right now. Text me. Message me right now. Blah, blah, blah. You see all these companies, a lot of them come and go. Some of them are around, you know. So a gentleman yesterday was like, oh, you know, this is other company that we know of that. He messaged me, said, hey, you still promoting this? I was like, no, not since 2011. And it was like, why is it that all the leaders left that company? And I told him, I said, because they can, they have the skills, they can promote whatever they want, you know? Yeah. So that led me down to asking, do you have the skills? because that's the ultimate of it, you know, but people have these questions, right? Well, what are your thought process when it comes down to people jumping from deal to deal, jumping on bandwagons? Where are you right now with that? Personally,
I mean, it all depends on who you are, man. I mean, there's so many people out there that do that, mm-hmm. And I think it's okay because we're living in a free enterprise. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with it particularly. It depends on who you want to be known as, right? You want to be known as the guy that jumps, you know, from deal to deal, or you want to be known as the guy that stays in one place, right? It's up to you on what you want your brand to be. But one thing I will tell you is, like you said, if you don't have the skills, you can't do that anyways. You can't, you know, can't jump around or promote multiple things. You just can't. So it all starts with, you know, getting that one skill. And to be honest, man, the people that are asking that question, you know, just worry about you, man. Worry about what feels good to you on the inside. you know, the right thing? Great. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, people are going to come and go. And this is not a job, man. We're living, this is business.
It's not a job. Right? This is business.
Exactly. So you never know what that leader was thinking in their mind, right? Yeah. Not only they're thinking about their family, but now they're thinking about their team. They're thinking, man, I got this team of people that are following me. I need to lead them into, you know, something that's going to make them money, that's going to get them a result. So that's why you see a lot of these leaders, you know, they'll jump from thing to thing to thing because company owners, you know, are not fulfilling, you know, their promises, right? And you see that a lot, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, that's why, you know, things happen, you know, a certain way. So what I said to people that do that, I say, hey, if it makes you feel good, man, then do it. If it's giving you a direct result, if it's helping the people around you, then yeah, you know, by all means, do it, man. And I see people that are doing that. Their team is winning. Like, it's crazy, yeah. You know, the team's success
that people have. Absolutely, man. This is true. I just, you know, for a long time now, I noticed that jumping around can be a business model on its own, right? That's just what I do. Some people call it multiple streams of income, right? Mm-hmm. But we know the balance is, if you don't have the skills to sponsor, recruit, make sales, create value in the marketplace, if you don't have that, then all you're going to do is just burning money all over the place. You know?
Right, it's true.
But you definitely got to figure out what you want to do, worry about you, and you're right. A lot of people worry about their family. If you are working a deal and the deal is not moving as fast as it used to be, or the conversion is not great anymore, and your senses, just your own little human brain in your head says, hey, move on. You got to do that for your family. You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You don't know what's going on. Like, I can never judge somebody, man. I can't dare judge anybody because you don't know what they're going on with, you know, internally, right? You don't know what's going on and with their background, right? So, I mean, for the people, you know, the one thing that I learned was getting a skill. You know, of course, you can hop into this industry, but within this industry, you want to find something that you're actually good at. You know, some people that are really good at writing, some people that are really good at doing videos, some people that, like me, I'm good at generating traffic, right? Yes. So I hone in that skill, and I'm really good at that in marketing, right? So just find yourself a skill, something, find something in the industry that you're really good at,
right?
And just hone on it and just attack it and master it, man. Just like how I did. That's how I really achieved my success. When I discovered that I was good on Instagram, I'm like, man, I'm good at this. Let me focus a little bit more on this and leave everything else aside. And I did. I left everything else. I left Facebook ads aside. I left solo ads, YouTube, everything that they were saying you should do, I left that aside and just focused on Instagram on itself. That's it. I wasn't doing any paid advertising for like almost 2 years, right? I focused on it. But what happened as a result of focusing, I became the expert in that field where people knew me, right, as the Instagram, you know, marketing expert, right? So for anybody listening here, you know, find something that you really resonate within the industry and become a master at it. Become a master. You probably do the same thing, you know, because you have that one skill, man. Like, your team does it.
Same thing. SEO brought us to the forefront, too. It was just all about the SEO. Yeah.
I learned SEO from you. I remember when I first saw you in one of those Costa Rica intensive videos. That's the first time I came across you, and I was at that time working a job, you know, and I scraped up $500 to buy that course back then, believe it or not. And the first time I seen you, I was like, oh, that dude look cool. And, you know, and I mentioned an event 2 months later, right?
So thank you for sharing that, man. Thank you for sharing that. You know, every time I hear that, I get goosebumps, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. You know Jesse Singh, right?
Yeah.
He just told me the same thing at the event in Vegas. It's crazy, man.
Really?
Yeah. Jesse is like the god of SEO right now.
Man.
That's crazy. And that's what happens when you give value, you know, impact. You put a lot of impact out there, and you just don't know how far it will go. But thank you, man.
That was years ago. So people are listening, guys. Ola put their training on years ago.
Yeah, 2011.
Years ago, and it's still having an impact in people's lives to this day.
I'm gonna find it and probably put it on the channel so people can find it.
It's a good training, you know. Show people how to do SEO, you know.
You know, the thing about that training was, I was informed that I was coming out there to help with training, but it was just, if you notice, all I had was I had a marker.
That's it.
I was in a white tee, and for like 30 minutes, I just went in on the fundamentals of what we call search engine optimization, and it still works today. Maybe the only thing that's different is the social signals, which is essentially just backlinks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy, man. Now, what do you see yourself in 5 years, man?
In 5 years, man, in a whole new world, building our business, you know, changing a lot of people's lives, impacting lives, and impacting the environment. I mean, we have some big goals here at Limitless Lifestyle, man. We really want to impact change on a grander scheme, right? We want to really, you know, wake people up, right? Raise a higher consciousness within the world, you know, through our education, you know, through our mentorship. You know, just showing people that there's a better way, right? You know, I mean, like I said, the main thing that we focus on is passions, man. It's really focused on your passions.
I like that, man.
Because I've been so long, man, even in this industry, like, I felt like I was dragging for a while, man. I was like, man, like, I'm just here dragging. But once I figured out what my passion was, man, that changed my life, man. Right. It really did.
Right.
Really working within your passions, like, it's night and day. It don't feel like work. Like, every day we wake up and it's like no alarm clock, you know. Sometimes we do catch a flight or whatever, but it's just waking up every day, you know, just feeling fulfilled, you know, doing the stuff that you love, right?
Yeah. Now, we just came back from Vegas from an event, right? You saw the Rara, right? They did a good job of hyping people up, whatever, you know. They did all those things, right? And I was out there with a mastermind. I noticed something personally. I noticed that event, as usual, solidifies a lot of things for me, right? But it solidifies something different for the newbies, maybe people that's just scrambling, trying to figure out this business, right? Some people say, oh, I'm going to push this deal faster right now. I'm seeing something else, right? I'm something still solidified for me because I see a lot of people personally that I can help get to the next level. That's what I'm seeing, right? And I get inspired to want to do that more, right? And majority of the people in that room are inspired to want to promote that particular deal more, right? Did you experience the same thing? Are you at that stage in your business where you're not fizzled by what your passion is and what you know you're supposed to be? But of course, you're still pumped. Did you go through that same thing?
No, yeah. I mean, it definitely pumps me up. I mean, that doesn't make me say, hey, I want to push this deal more. You know, it just makes me know, like, hey, I want to help more people. And there's more people out there. Because in reality, we weren't going to go to the event. You know, us as Limitless Lifestyle.
I only went because of Vegas.
I mean, oh yeah, well, Vegas, of course. But you know, we weren't going to go, right? But then we were talking about it. And I was like, man, like guys, man, we need to go to the event, man. Forget the company.
Yeah.
Forget this, forget that. Like, I think about my first event, right? When I met you, when I met all these other leaders, when I connected with people, like, it's all about the connections and bonds, right? It's all about connecting with people. Forget the event, man. To me, it's all about meeting people, connecting, you know, having conversations, having breakthroughs.
Yes.
Right. So when I went to that event, I went with that mindset that I'm going to, you know, to have a breakthrough. I'm going to, you know, meet people, connect with people, have those genuine connections, right? Yeah. And even when I left, I left with that same thing. Like, man, this is amazing. Like, I will always come to events because of that, because the people that you get to meet, right? And of course, it pushes you to, you know, I guess at the point in my business, I'm already on autopilot. I'm already go, yeah, right? Yeah. I'm already, before the event, it didn't take an event to pump me up.
Right.
But the reason I'm saying that is because I went to so many events in the past.
Yeah.
Right? So now, back to what we said in the beginning, programming, right?
Programming. Absolutely.
The first event, I was pumped, like, oh, yeah. But now I'm pumped every day. Why? Because I program myself. You know, it's back to the books, you know, back to, you know, getting around the people, educating yourself, you know, going to events, you know. So for me, it's different. So for the people that are watching out there, you know, just keep going. Keep going to events. Even if you don't got the money, get the money to do it.
We got the money. Money is a byproduct, man. It's a byproduct of all these old things.
It's energy. Yeah. Money is energy, man.
Now you're talking about the event. Is it the same event in Atlanta 2012? Is that the same event?
No. Actually, I went first event I went to for that particular company was in Austin.
In Austin, okay.
In Texas, yeah.
Austin,
that was the first one.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Austin was a good one too, man. I always like to every chance I get, I just give because a lot of people that went through that situation with David Wood. He was my first interview here. So I always like to give credit to whom honor is due, you know, because forget the compliance, like we keep saying, forget the companies. You got to learn
about
it's about leaving impact on people that will change their life forever. But people will move on. People will move on. People will do things. But if you play your cards right, which starts from being consistent and staying in the game, never quit on yourself, you'll be fine. Now, team building. I notice you guys are heavy in that. I'm not talking about the team building, downline building. That's not what I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about team building. It's two different things, right? And I want people to understand that. Can you explain team building and how it's different from downline building?
Well, team building is education, right? It's motivating your people. You know, it's giving them the tools, the resources, you know, to succeed so that they can go and do their own thing, right? They can be sufficient, right? You know, if you look at it the other way, like you said, you know, a downline building where you're just recruiting, just putting people down there, right? Yeah, that's great. You're going to have like a cool little foundation under you, but then that foundation is going to be wobbly, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be wobbly to where next thing you know, one little piece falls, the whole thing falls, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, building is actually cultivating your people, right? Providing them with education, you know, with the support so that they can, you know, working on their mindset pretty much, you know, they're working on their mind, mindset first and foremost. Once you work on that, something can happen within an organization to where it wouldn't even affect, right? It wouldn't even affect because you worked on your team that much, right?
Right. Now, you guys, tell us a little bit about the Limitless Lifestyle.
Yeah, sure. You know, we're a company is myself, my two business partners, Brian Dixon and George Converse. We actually started back in Barcelona when we actually started to travel together. We just came back from an event, right? And we're like, hey, you know, myself and Brian, we're like, hey, we're going to go to Spain. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to go visit for like a month. And then George, mm-hmm. you know, he was there in the mix, you know, for the event. And he was like, hey, George, why don't you come along, you know, with us? And mm-hmm. him being, you know, a little newer to the industry than myself and Brian was, he was like, oh, yeah, sure, let's do it. So next thing you know, we took a trip to, you know, Barcelona, Spain. And that's where it all started, man. We noticed that the chemistry between us was magical. You know, right. We all shared, you know, the same vision, the same mission. So that's when Limitless Lifestyle was really born. You know, and all of us, we have different skill sets. You know, like myself, I'm more of the, you know, the operation guy, you know, the marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian, you know, he does more of the, you know, the CEO type duties. He does, you know, like the Facebook and the advertising, stuff like that. And George is more of the coach, right? He coaches, you know, the sales guys, the sales team, mm-hmm. you know, and does most of what you're talking about, the team building, the yeah. coaching right. stuff, right?
Right, right.
So then putting all the skills together that we form in Limitless Lifestyle, you know, and you know what we do, you know, we provide people with educational, you know, trainings, online marketing. We also do digital ad services. So you know, anything from people set up their Facebook pages, their funnels, writing their stories that we're talking about, you know, anything that don't put the pieces together. Because what we find a lot in this world, in this current world we're in, mm-hmm. we're living in the technology world. But a lot of people don't know how to work the technology. Right. So, you know, that's a way for us not only to create income, you know, for our company, but also, most importantly, is to help people get their business set up. That's where people get stuck. People yeah. understand the concepts and everything, but when it comes to technology of stuff, mm-hmm. that's where people get that hiccup. So, you know, we provide people with that extra help, you know, to get their business set up. So that's what we do in a nutshell in this lifestyle, you know, we help people build their business based on their passion.
Now, with regards to technology, you know, that's always an objection, if you will, or some type of obstacle that holds people back. And I always ask them. I said, "Do you have a smartphone? If you have a smartphone, that really will not be qualified as an excuse, okay? Because when it was time for you to change your flip phone." To iPhone or smartphones, you did not say that. You just found it was cool. And you went and bought one and you started to play with it.
You figured it out.
Right? And I always tell people, like, listen, in this business, it's the same thing. Don't you find getting results, living your lifestyle, don't you find that really cool? Now go out and buy it and get started. If there's something you can't figure out, you have the likes of there are companies out here that will help you figure out what you need to figure out, educational. There are free YouTube videos, right, on anything that will help you figure out. It's one layer at a time. One thing that people don't understand is that once you figure out that one layer, you're now ahead of most people because most people will always give themselves excuses, you know. But if you just become that person that says, no excuse, what is it? I need to learn how to what? To move a header? I'm not saying spend time on that, but you figure it out. If you have to pay somebody to get that done, you pay to get it done because it needs to get it done.
You better get it done. Yeah, exactly. That's why people are skillful at what they do, right? You know, you just find people. Sources like Fiverr, like Odesk. When I first started in online marketing, I was outsourcing like everything. I was outsourcing my blogging. You know, I was paying somebody $5 a blog, right? You know, to write my blog post, you know, I was paying for, you know, for traffic, you know, just all these little things that we're not good at that other people are good at. You can go ahead and pay them, right?
Right.
So like you said, what it takes to get it done.
So the first step was that you knew that you had to have a blog, right?
Yeah.
And you knew you had to get done. How is it going to get done? We'll sort that out. I'll do it. If I can't do it, I'll get somebody to do it, right? That's
exactly
right there. That's entrepreneurial right there. Now, it is. I wanted to bring the question back in a little bit different form. We're talking about the DNA of our entrepreneur, right? I want to bring it out in a different form. Do you think entrepreneurs are born or can be learned?
Man, that's an interesting question. I think a combination of both, man.
Yeah.
I can't say that, man, because you've seen people that are that didn't come from the background of entrepreneurship that still made it. So I didn't come from an entrepreneur background.
Okay.
But somehow I am one today. You know, same with you, right? So I don't think they're born. I think they're really created, right? Around their circumstances, right? Something in their life told them, like, hey, we should go down this path.
Right, right. Absolutely. And if we get into which one do you think is riskier right now? And try to be objective about it, right? Which one is riskier, being an entrepreneur or maintaining a job? Which one is riskier right now?
I think maintaining a job is riskier. For the simple fact is that you're putting your faith in somebody else's hands, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but it also lies down to the skills. Once you have the skills, right, and you know you're the best at the best you can be at, right, mm-hmm. that's not going to matter, right? That job can go away, but you know tomorrow you can get another job, right? So it all comes down to the skills. But, you know, to answer your question, I think that, you know, having a job is a lot more riskier because you're putting your faith in somebody else's hands.
Right.
Right?
Nah.
So that's the main reason. Yeah.
Now, what would you say to somebody who says, what about benefits, insurance? I got babies at home. I got all this. I got that. What do you say to those?
Go online and get insurance, man. It's not that hard.
Obamacare, right? Obamacare.
Just pay for it out of pocket, right? Like, it might cost you like $200 more a month or whatever the cost may be, right?
Right.
But pay for yourself. I mean, you're paying for it. If you look at your paycheck stub,
you pay for it.
Up your money, right? Yeah. You get a discount, yeah, but... Like, come on, like, you can get it on your own, man. You can buy it on your own.
Right, right.
We got insurance. We buy insurance. Like, it's not, it's, I know insurance are, the rates are crazy in America, but.
Yeah. Well, you got to do, it's riskier, period. It's just riskier. You know, when I started back in 2005, I used to be very aggressive with entrepreneurship. I just told everybody, forget that. You need to be an entrepreneur, period. Everything else is a good. So 2 years later, I'm like, wait, somebody has to push them up, right? Somebody's going to have to do that, which is still a demeaning way of saying it, but that's what I started to say. Like, nah, it's okay. You could be. But then, again, in 2000, the market crashed in 2008. In 2010, I'm like, if you ask me, here's the thing, I don't give unsolicited advice. If you came to this video, you came to this video, right?
Right.
But I don't give unsolicited advice any longer. But if you asked me, I'm always going to tell you, like, listen, if you ask that question, you probably have a level of entrepreneurial thing in you. That's why you're asking me. You're trying to figure out if you have to ask that question, you need to go for it. You need to go for your dream. You need to, but tap into your passion, you know.
Right.
I tell people all the time, when they come into this arena, you have something, especially if you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you have something that you did in your life, in your lifestyle, that I feel like you can that you can use in this arena as well, too, on a freelance level, on a free enterprise level. Now, you guys moved back to the United States. You guys, after traveling so much, right? You know, that's one of the biggest dreams for a lot of people. People want to travel. They want to travel the world. I'm sure you guys will still travel, but you want to settle a little bit, right? What made you decide to settle a little bit? What's going on? You don't have babies yet, do you?
No, not yet. Okay. But past like 2 years, well, together we're traveling the past year, but myself personally, traveling for the past 2 years now, literally like nonstop, like, going around the world, man. And I loved it. You know, I learned.
That's,
you know,
not so stressful.
Much. It can be stressful. Don't get me wrong. Like, okay. Because moving from place to place. But usually we'll do it to where it was like we'll stay in a place for like 2-3 weeks, even a month, and then switch locations from there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a point where I was doing it like almost every other day. I was going. Like when I did my Euro trip, I was staying in places for like a week, you know, a couple of days, and going to the next spot. And next spot while working my business, believe it or not, it's crazy. That's the cool part about having the laptop and, you know, a cell phone, right?
Yep.
You can work this business from anywhere in the world, right? So I guess it was adjustment period, you know, to traveling and working your business, but it was definitely worth it because I learned so much, not only about the world, but most importantly about myself, right? So after traveling for so long, our business was growing. It was growing like a lot, right? It kept growing and growing and growing. So we're like, hey, we need you know, place. Because, you know, the thing about traveling too in the online marketing world, mm-hmm. right, is when you do travel and you say you miss 2-3 days because of traveling, you're missing like a few weeks in your business, you know, because every day is like a week in your business in the online marketing world. You know, that's why it's really calculated as. So for us, we're like, you know what, we need to stay in one place, you know, get a home base here in Scottsdale, Arizona. We ended up locking down this beautiful, you know, six, seven bedroom mansion, 11,000 square foot yeah. mansion here in Scottsdale, Arizona, you know, for myself and the team.
Nice and, stuff, you know, man. I said, nice stuff, man. We got to visit.
Oh, definitely, man. You gotta come through, man. The views are amazing out there. Yeah, we decided to get home base because, you know, we really wanted to expand this vision more, right? And really to service our customers more. But we're still going to travel, but not as much as, you know, we used to in the past. So, you know, it's been great, man. But the good
thing is that you got that out of your system, too, because yeah. Because I feel like everyone should get that out of their system. You know, do a lot of travel while you can. And then the rest of it, you could set apart 2 or 3 times a year to just go away somewhere for a weekend and come
true.
I'm so excited about what I do that I can't stay away from work. I love it, you know. So even if I go away for a weekend or something like that, I'm excited to come home and get to work. So not only that, I took my laptop, by the way, with me. So now, speaking of laptop and cell phone, we're attracting a lot of people right now using mobile landing pages. We're making sure everything is mobile optimized. And we're attracting a lot of people that may be a little bit naive with the idea that you can run your business from a cell phone. What's your take on that?
Man, it's amazing. There's always with us, right? You know, people, you know, text messages on here, they mm-hmm. they communicate with their friends and family. So why not run, you know, your business from a mobile phone?
I guess you can run it. Can you start one from there? You got to set up a couple of things. Set up autoresponders. Set up your capture pages. All those things.
Well, I mean, of course, you need a laptop. Like I say, you always need, no matter what, every person that's working online, you first need a laptop, and then the cell phone complements, you know, the laptop.
Complements. Yeah.
You can answer messages. You can engage with people.
Engage.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you go on and like people's photos, comment, you know, message people. So, you know, it's definitely, you can definitely sustain a business, you know, through a cell phone. But absolutely. Actually build one, I say, you got to have a laptop, man.
You got to have a laptop. You got to find that $200, go to Best Buy, and get a laptop.
They got sales on there, man. They got a lot of sales. Hey, that's how I bought my first laptop. It was Best Buy. I looked in the little papers, and I found the one that was on sale, and I went in there and bought it.
Right. What's your number one tool right now in your business? Number one tool.
Mindset, man. My mind.
Your mind.
I'm that serious, man. It's true. My mind. My mind is number one thing.
All this whole thing called internet can wipe out. If you have your mind, you're good.
Dude, like, put me anywhere on this God green earth, man. Just give me a laptop and a cell phone.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I always tell people, I want to. I'm getting feedback. Let's make sure. All right. So I always tell people, like, listen, if you take cell phone away from me, just make sure you take it away from everybody else in the world too. But I'll be fine. But if somebody has it, I want it too. If somebody has it somewhere, I want it too. I want the tool. If somebody has the tool, I want the tool, because speed is everything in this business. What's your take on that? Do you care for speed or time? You know, is that a big deal for you in your business?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's a huge thing. You know, the speed of implementation, right?
Yeah.
The speed of how you deliver things, you know, right? So speed is definitely crucial, you know, and business, you know, getting things done. That's why we're so adamant in hiring more people, because we know the more people that we can bring on, right, the faster things get done, the faster I can outsource things, like, hey, you do this, you do that, blah, 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 and we move faster. So speed is an important thing in business, especially in today's market.
Now, you guys encounter any kind of challenge with hiring virtual assistants or even physical assistants?
We usually hire people that we know.
Okay.
Right. We start people we know. We do that because, you know, the trust factor. It depends on what we're doing, though. It could be like if it's a graphic, you know, we can outsource that to somebody that we don't particularly know that well. You know, we're testing them out. But people that we usually hire, and the reason why I say this, you know, people, I think I'm crazy, man, but you know, there's so many sources out there like Fiverr, like Odesk, like so many different companies out there that do outsourcing.
Right.
But us, and it's cheap. Don't get me wrong. You can run a really cheap business by outsourcing to India and China and all that.
Yeah.
But to me personally, what I've seen is the quality, right? The quality has not been there. And it's really hard to find.
Right.
And I don't want to put my limited beliefs on anybody out there.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just saying my experience. I rather work with people that I know. People that, you know, are...
But it's true. Because it's true because Ray Higdon said it's usually the most expensive way to run your business if you hire wrongfully. If you're not careful when you're hiring people, you could end up spending, it's probably going to be the most expensive thing for you to do in your business if you're not careful.
Yeah, I did that. I was trying to hire somebody to do messaging for me, and it's costing more money than it made me because I was looking in cheap places, right? So what I'm looking for are people are quality, right? People back to what I was saying, people that are passionate about what they do particularly. Like everybody that works in our company, they're passionate about what they do. They love it.
All right. So tell us, what's hot on your plate right now? What are you guys promoting right now that's hot that you want people to go check out?
Oh, our system, man, our Limitless One system. You know, we finally came out with a low-ticket item, you know, where the masses can come in and start learning from us. Because everything up to this point has been, you know, higher-priced items, right? It's been more exclusive,
right?
You know, to get our education. But now we're opening the doors to where we can have people from all walks of life, you know, no matter what budget, you know, you have. You know, even if you're from the curious to, you know, to the person that, you know, is ready to go, you know, we have, you know, a product for everybody now. So we're promoting our Limitless One system, you know, heavily now.
Absolutely. Totally, totally dig that, man. Just wanted to appreciate you, man, for coming on, man.
It was a blast.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, and I'm sure everybody will appreciate it. Hey, hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. networkmarketing2show.com.